This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Arguments are underway in Washington, D.C. in the historic second impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump. Lawmakers are set to decide whether it is legal under the Constitution to try him after he's already left office. Nine Democratic lawmakers from the U.S. House of Representatives, acting as prosecutors against the former U.S. leader, are arguing at Trump's trial before the 100-member Senate that he should be held accountable for inciting the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. They say he urged hundreds of supporters to confront lawmakers as they were certifying that Democrat Joe Biden had defeated Mr. Trump in last November's presidential election. The nine Democrats showed the Senate a video of the chaos that unfolded in the Capitol building, with rampaging protesters storming past authorities and lawmakers scrambling to avoid the violence. An emotional representative, Jamie Raskin, said, "Senators, this cannot be our future. This cannot be the future of America. We cannot have presidents inciting and mobilizing mob violence against our government." That's the end of the quote. Trump's lawyers are expected to respond that the trial is unconstitutional because the Constitution says impeachment is a tool to remove sitting officials from office. Mr. Trump's term as president ended when President Joe Biden was inaugurated January 20th. Mr. Trump was, however, impeached by the House of Representatives while still in office, leaving the situation unclear. The leader of international experts investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China says they saw no evidence of large outbreaks of the disease prior to its December 2019 discovery in the city of Wuhan. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com.